Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your calls in the next segment. That's 8 minutes away. We're going to go to James, John, Brian, Joseph, John, and others. I appreciate you holding. We're going to go fast to your calls, I promise, and then a blitz of news. But I wanted to get Richard in here for like 3 minutes once a week just to plug some of the different products we never talk about at InfoWarsHealth.com, because these are the best products we put in one place. You can get discounts there when you sign up to be a distributor. It's a great business opportunity as well, InfoWarsTeam.com. But at the same time, I mean, this is the big group. This is the – it's why I never really endorsed vitamins and minerals until I found these folks, because they know what they're talking about. And now they went and got a big Clemson University study that they've been talking about doing, they've been, you know, researching the last year. Tell people what they found just on the colon cancer certified by a major university. This is breakthrough.
This is breakthrough. I tell you, folks, I cannot stress how really important this is. But here is from the press release, just released a couple days ago. It says, Beyond Tang Tangerine Ultimate Classic were administered to healthy human colon cells. There was no significant death of healthy human cells compared to cancerous colon cells. Ultimate Classic killed 95% of cancerous colon cells, 65% of cancerous liver cells, 65% of cancerous stomach cells, and 30% of cancerous breast cells. And Beyond Tangy Tangerine killed 60% of cancerous colon cells, 65% of the cancerous liver and stomach cells, and 30% of cancerous breast cells.
And by the way, I know we were going to post this tomorrow, but go ahead and have Adon post the Ben Fuchs interview on how to get off Prozac-type drugs. But go ahead and post that press release with links right after this, because I'm going to send people there. This is a major scientific study in the laboratory on record. And again, this has already been backed up by other studies. They know what mega dosages of vitamin C and B vitamins and things do to cancer. Linus Pauling won the Nobel Prize for it. They do not want people knowing this.
No, they don't. You're right. And I don't think I ever recall seeing any kind of a study result like this where they're talking about vitamin mineral supplements actually killing cancer cells. I don't recall ever seeing
it. Here, let me see the Yahoo News press release. Can I see the whole page? The front. Page. I want to show people the headlines so they can find it wherever they want.
You can find it.
Here it is out of Yahoo Finance, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. AL International, that's the Longevity parent company, announces results of Longevity clinical research study performance by Clemson University Institute of Nutritional Research. I mean, this is groundbreaking. And we'll post this right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Yeah. And ask them, once it's posted with a video, to send it out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter, Richard. Okay. I mean, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I agree. It's a huge deal, and so I can't encourage people enough.
Well, it's what Ben Fuchs said. I lost 40 pounds, and even though it's unadvertised as weight loss, when I followed most of it for a couple months. Then I got off of it because I'm just not in the habit. My kid and his wife are doing it. I do it some. And then I talked to Fuchs, and that's what others say. It's the gut flora. I've got to totally change that like Aaron did, or I won't get the full results. So now we're going to go on the full program here.
Well, anybody that's out there that's getting the Healthy Start Pack and not getting results, the digestive tract issues, you've got to look at it. That's what we've got. Root Beer Belly is one of the great probiotics that Longevity carries. And InfoWarsHealth.com carries. Go to InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsTeam.com to sign up. You can call in and order at 888-789-9277. That's the InfoWars Health product order line, 888-789-9277. At bare minimum, folks, you're already spending money on food and supplements and things like that at your chain supermarkets and chain drugstores and all that. You've got to, at bare minimum, be on one of the Healthy Start Packs.
Yeah, this stuff totally blows anything we've seen away. That's why we went out and picked what we believe in. We've seen the results with Aaron Dykes and many other people have heard the calls. And it also then funds InfoWars operation. We're not funded by the globalists and taxpayer money and people. We're funded by listeners like you supporting our sponsors and what we've launched with InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsTeam.com. Give that number out one more time.
888-789-9277. Also, you can just sign up right there online on the web at InfoWarsHealth.com.
InfoWarsHealth. All right, we'll be back with your calls. Thanks, Richard.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drunk. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Alex Jones here back live, going straight to your phone calls, and then I'm going to give you some really good news. I'm sure you heard yesterday, Gatorade is responding to a young girl's petition. She got 20,000 or 200,000 signatures, excuse me, to get Gatorade to remove a chemical, BVO, directly connected to behavioral problems, cancer, you name it. And folks, they don't put this stuff in there by accident. I want to explain to you that Bertrand Russell, all of them, literally hundreds of these guys, all wrote in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, like the current White House science czar did, about manipulating things to then create behavioral control. It makes you very, very submissive. So we're going to be going over that, but it's an example of solution, people fighting back All that and more is coming up, and I haven't gotten to the Icelandic president at Davos, how he saved his country. It's an amazing short clip. But right now, let's go quickly to your calls. James in Pennsylvania, thank you for holding, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
The man speaking out in the darkness in the wilderness. Hey, I just like this Constitution. Like, you know, a lot of people just isn't educated on the Constitution, and I've been going around just making copies of the Constitution. You know, as far as the Second Amendment goes, they don't really understand, and a lot of them just haven't been educated on it. As far as I can see, you know, I talked to some friends and stuff. They don't even know what all the gun laws is all about and stuff. They just think, you know, to bear arms and to protect your home. And
well, I mean, here's the problem, and then you can elaborate. The people running the system and controlling our tax money, Eisenhower said this in his farewell address in 61. Back then it was close to 90%. Now it's over 90%, like 87-something percent in 61. Now it's like 93 last time I checked. Of all research, public and private, is taxpayer-funded and controlled by DARPA, and they're a bunch of eugenicists at the top of it. A lot of good scientists work there. But they are able to shape the world and play God. And that's the problem, is that these globalists are bad people. So something can have a good cover story of why it's happening, but it always fits into something larger that's being set up not for our own good. And these autonomous drones and robots and the surveillance, we should not be letting our money go to this. Our tax money is building our own prison. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I totally agree with, you know, everything you say. Like I said, I've been listening to you for at least about 12 years.
God bless you.
And, I mean, I can't really stop. I can't turn my phone off. Only reason I pay a phone bill is just to listen to you. But like I say, it's like people just isn't educated. You know, I mean, they mess the education system up. They don't teach the Constitution in the schools. And I'm thinking, like, the way they have these little Bibles in the hotels and stuff, why don't they put the Constitution in the motels and hotels, you know, at the bedside.
I agree with you, but here's the problem. They've dumbed most people down so far, they can't even understand the Constitution. There are major studies out. Like, let's just randomly show people one. Type in, the average vocabulary is shrinking. Not just here, but worldwide. Ours is shrinking the fastest. Young people, they admit computers rewire their brains where they can't even communicate with humans and have all these fractured thought processes. And again, this has been scientifically deployed. I mean, they're telling people they just created autonomous drones last year that make their own decisions. They had pre-programmed drones like Voyager and Viking and others that went to foreign planets, pre-programmed. And they had autonomous stuff that was working very well 15 years ago, where you could say it was truly autonomous. I mean, what do you think that means for the ruling elite, that they're going to have all these robot armies we pay for that don't even have a human to say no? It's not even humans even picking the targets or pulling the trigger now. How bad is it going to be in 10 years? And again, the people running the show are not people that are good. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, I totally agree with you on that, too. Like I'm saying, this stuff, it's like a big cloud over the whole world, the whole earth. And people are just totally walking in darkness. I mean, I don't even know how I even see what's going on. It's like, wow, you know, every time I'm listening to you, I can see that. I mean, it just opened my mind up. The whole world is like, I mean, it's just an evil world. You know,
it is, sir, but there's good people in it like you. God bless you. Let me just say this. The young lady in the United States, in Mississippi, discovered that they had this manipulated, brominated vegetable oil. You can take vegetable oil and make anything you want, and it's very bad, according to just countless studies. She exposed it, and because of the public picking up on it, because of the internet, they're now going to remove it out of all of the Gatorade. Okay? Now, why do they want to put toxins in drinks and foods? Most toxins become addictive. Your body gets used to operating with them. So they put toxins in the food to make it addictive, like aspartame and the rest of it. Now, that's a solution right there. Well, I'm going to talk about it after we go to the calls. It's just that I exposed, not because I'm a hero. I don't like this happening to anybody. I have empathy. If it happens to you, it can happen to me. that they put radioactive isotopes in the so-called fluoride, the hydrofluorosilicic acid that you drink, out of the uranium mines that are also the fertilizer mines. Same mines. Same mines. They just purify it out. And they put the poison in our water as a big joke and make us pay for it. Austin's like $1,200,000 a year to pay for stuff that's a toxic waste. Now, there's a Wall Street Journal article out, and we've got it up at InfoWars.com, where I talked about this last hour, that they're putting different radioactive isotopes like uranium and different isotopes of uranium in. They're already putting them in forklifts and quickcrete and all this other stuff, the fast-setting concrete. Now they're going to put it in your furniture and your knives and spoons. And so they're calling for knives and spoons to go all the way. If we can get people to eat off this, they'll do anything. See, it's all about if we can ban Hello Kitty bubble projectors, we can ban anything. See, it's all about how much can they grab? How crazy can it get? Imagine 20 years ago saying you'll go to the airport and they'll stick their hands down your pants and put you in a body scanner and you'll put your hands up. It's all about you're a criminal. And it's just amazing that we put up with this. Let's talk to Jonathan or John in Louisiana. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was just wondering, I was listening about last year sometime. You mentioned your uncle took a tetanus shot and almost killed him.
Yep.
And I had a similar experience. My doctor, who's a friend of my brother, who's also a doctor, wanted to give me a flu shot, and I said, no, I'm not doing that for obvious reasons. And so he wanted me to take a tetanus shot instead. So I didn't see any harm in it, so I took the tetanus shot. And it felt like that evening, like I got hit by a freight train on the side where I got the shot, and I developed a fever that lasted about 12 hours. 2 weeks later, I'm back at the doctor's office with a cardiac problem. It's an atypical heart.
Oh, yeah. It causes an autoimmune response. I'm not a doctor. I've had brain surgeons on. It causes brain swelling. That's the headache. And then later it causes swelling in the different valves of the heart. I mean, and that's CDC. And that doctor will tell you there are no side effects. You know why they had to stop the smallpox vaccinations in 2002 for the military? Because so many died. Remember the NBC reporter took the shot and died an hour later? Had no heart problem. Your heart, it's not just your throat that'll swell shut with an autoimmune response. It's your heart does it. I'm sorry. Same thing happened to my uncle. He couldn't breathe, had to go to the hospital, swole up, had heart palpitations, brain swelling. And, of course, this was 20-something years ago, and they said it was his tetanus shot. But, sorry, go ahead.
Well, the thing was, is I didn't know it, but in a tetanus shot, they throw in a whooping cough vaccine. I didn't know this.
Oh, they gave you a comboer. Yeah. No, medical stuff's all about deceiving you now. Yeah, no, they have a lot of triple jabs. So how did it end? Did your heart get okay after they tried to kill you?
Well, I've been taking Dr. Wallach. Well, because of you and Dr. Wallach, I'm taking the Alex Pack. And the Alex Pack, I order it in bulk. I get, they sent me these discs from Dr. Wallach on Hell's Kitchen. You know, it's just a radio show that he did or something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they talk about, I had type 2 diabetes, and he says, well, you can cure that with this deficiency of chromium and vanadium. So he's got a product for that. I take that, too. And
here's the $64 million question. Did the InfoWars Health products help you?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to kiss off my cardiologist and get out of the medical program altogether.
By the way, they found the article about the NBC reporter who died of the smallpox shot, the WorldNet Daily. The guys actually just put that on screen. No, I mean, it's incredible. Listen, they've tried three separate times to make the military take the experimental anthrax shot, but it always kills so many people, their own doctors refuse. Listen, they did an H1N1 variant shot a year before in Europe, 5 years ago, and it killed at one homeless shelter 23 of the 30 people that were given it, okay? And then, the whole hoax is we're wearing white lab coats. There is no adverse reaction. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. So what did your doctor say after you had all these problems from the tetanus shot? Did he tell you were a conspiracy theorist?
Well, no, he was kind of shocked. But I don't think he really knew he was going to do me any harm.
Oh, yeah. They always act like that. They know full well what they're doing. They get kickbacks, okay? They get kickbacks to push vaccines. My dad's a dentist, and he's had offers and said no.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back. I'm going to get into the economy and get into immigration reform, as they're calling it. Totally open borders. Hey, how about Mexico? Let U.S. citizens come there unlimited and give us free welfare and have our kids for free. Oh, no. No, it's only the U.S. that needs to do that because we need to be bankrupted. The globalists already completely run Mexico. Brian in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Hey, I got a couple questions for you, Alex. The first question is, what percent of the U.S. military do you think would actually turn and fire on the people that most of them turned up to protect?
I would say about 80%. They've actually done studies, 29 Palms, but many other more modern ones. When they're sitting around doing a survey and not ordered, you know, to fire on U.S. citizens, if they're asked if they will, 75, 80, 85% say no. But in peer pressure, after the evil right-wing group has blown up some schools and killed military and there's a propaganda piece, I would say about 70% will fire on citizens, at least in the first waves. And then it'll all be advertised like it was a great thing they did. But then people will remember the history of what's happened, and folks will start analyzing what went on. And if it actually gets to that point, it'll be a civil war. And the general public that's awake to the New World Order, they're not going to be going after police and military unless they get in their way. They're going to be going after globalists. And so I hope it doesn't go there, but the police will probably follow orders. A lot of the military will, to try to protect the globalists, and it won't matter at that point. And I hope it doesn't go there, but you know, the globalists are, the real globalists are going to sit offshore while their minions carry this out. But their entire force structure, the training, the preparation, like in the Cold War, the government trained to fight the Russians. And we were told on the surface the last 12 years we were training to fight Al-Qaeda. It turns out the globalists run Al-Qaeda. And behind the scenes, they were trying to take on We the People. This is a foreign banking cartel takeover, and it's a fact. They train 24-7 to take our guns and put us in re-education camps. And there are millions of people aren't going to go to the re-education camp. And so there's going to be a war. And they don't want to have a war where they started and don't have the moral authority. They'll go out and blow stuff up and blame it on us to say we started it. And so just be aware of that PSYOP. And I'm sorry it's come down to this, but they're lining up their people everywhere to launch something very, very soon, I'm afraid.
Okay, Alex, my second question is about the whole banking system. I mean, do you personally have money in a bank account?
Absolutely. I have quite a few bank accounts for the operation because I operate within the system. Individuals can get out of the system, and I think that's a good way to go for a lot of people. It's your decision to make. I am totally in the system because I'm operating an operation with 50 crew members, roughly, and infrastructure. I've decided to be fully exposed to the system so that I can actively engage it. You know, kind of like jacking into the Matrix. But I personally don't have that many assets. The assets I do have are mainly in land and a little bit of backup cash and gold and silver.
Okay, sir. Well, God bless you, Alex, and thanks for accepting my call.
Well, I yeah, absolutely. But, you know, callers always say, thank you for accepting my call. Thanks for getting me on, because they screen people so heavily. Now, we don't screen calls. We get some goofy ones, but we also get some great ones. If you volunteer where you're listening from and what you want to bring up, that's a good thing. Or I screen calls by saying I'm going to you know, have people call in on this subject, and then obviously people need to call in on that subject, but you don't need to thank me for letting you on the air. Look, and don't thank me for fighting the New World Order, folks. I'm just not insane. I mean, they're putting radioactive isotopes in your drinking water. Our cancer rates are exploding. They're killing us, and they write books like Eco-Science bragging how they're doing it. I'm fundamentally upset about that. I'm risking my life here, not because I'm a hero, folks. There's no future if we don't get out of this. You've heard my analogy 1,000 times. Let's go to John in Arkansas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hey, Alex. Just a couple of pieces of information there for you. Good job with Piers Morgan there. And I didn't know about you until you went on that show, so that was a great benefit to me.
Well, yeah, it's not that his show was big. It's that it was on every other TV show in the world. It got huge. I mean, that was big.
Yeah, I caught wind of it on Fox myself. Second thing I was going to throw out there to you is Fort Smith, Arkansas has got an Air National Guard base, which has been running fighter planes for the past 30 or 40 years. And they had a general come in a couple of weeks ago, and they're going to take away the manned aircraft and give us the unmanned aircraft now. So, you know, they're, you know, they
stay there. I want to break this down as it ties into the economy. I'm going to come back to you, then I'm going to cover news, and I'm going to go back to calls. But John in Arkansas, stay there. I want to, yeah. Listen, the entire military force is going to go to robots, not just the aircraft. Everything is the official plan.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here in a moment, but I want to segue into the financial news off of what this caller, John in Arkansas, is talking about. And I've seen the reports all over the place where they're talking about, oh, yeah, we're getting rid of the F-16s. We're getting rid of the F-18s, whatever the case is, and it's all going to drones. And I'm going to tie that in to the rest of the economy and where this is all going. But the globalists have said, on record, in things like Wired Magazine with Bill Joy that I've talked about probably 300 times since the April issue 2000, where he said, yeah, I went to a meeting of a couple hundred top computer company owners, and our debate was, do we just give you games and fun things to play and make you a bunch of idiots? But let you keep destroying the resources, or do we kill everybody? And the consensus is we're going to kill everybody. So I'm just going to tell you that what the Unabomber said was right. once this technocracy takes over, humans will be obsolete. And you see, if you read that by one guy who's worth, I don't know how many billions of dollars and a top software engineer and everything, you're like, oh, that's one guy. That's all they talk about. That's what all their books talk about. It's what they joke about. It's Ted Turner talks about it, Bill Gates, all of them. And, you know, I see the general public, hardworking people in this system who've paid and worked to build this system, but still very childlike, and they just have no idea that we've built the house of the New World Order, and when they're done building the house completely, and they're hanging the paintings up right now, they're getting ready to put the vase on the central table and put flowers in it, and they're turning towards us, the workers that built it, and they're like, we don't want you in the house, and the house is the whole planet. And we're like, what does that mean? You see these men in black uniforms, they're going to escort you. And then they look to the men in black uniforms. After you're done escorting him out and shooting him in the back of the head, you see these robots right here? They're going to escort you. And you know what? The guys in black uniforms are going to go with them. Because it's a religion of serving tyranny. Each psychopath worships the psychopath above them. And it's very, very sad. I mean, I know the plan they're trying to build. They've written countless books and white papers on it. I know where we're going. And the Pentagon said in the 70s that by 2010, you can look this up, they wanted to convert everything to drones or half the force to drones. And then now they've got reports out, we're on schedule by 2020. We want the entire combat force to be drone, autonomous operated. And we're talking 7 years away. And they're coming out with combat robots on the ground that have been classified. But now they're declassifying what I was told about by Marine Corps sources. I mean, folks, I had Marines march into Access Television in 1999, 1 month after I got back from Operation Urban Warrior, and they said, because they had a family member who had a show down there. I'm not going to say who. They're probably even listening. And they came in with a VHS that they dumped off as a feed. And they said, we just want you to know you were under surveillance the whole time you were there. And I said, can I show this? They said, obviously not. And it was a drone watching us, but also simulating killing militias outside of the big public drills in Oakland and San Francisco, where they were doing gun confiscation drills. They knew we were coming, so they wrote us into the simulation as terrorists. And they had Navy SEALs simulating like they were terrorist militias, trying to come up in rubber dinghies and stuff to fight the U.S. military. I mean, this country's so gone. I mean, that's what I mean. And it's like, can I please show people this? And they're like, no. But that was 14 years ago, and they were calling the drone over us Death Star. Because it even had the audio chatter of, EC2, fly 4,000 feet, move into... Yeah, Operation, you know, Death Star, this is, we've got this. And then it would cut to different, like, feeds of different drones. And they're like, okay, you got to see that. Bye. We're not all bad guys, but, you know, we snuck out to show you that and then took the video and left. The point is, this has been going on for so long. And they're using our energy and our work. The best analogy of this is, I lived in a middle-class neighborhood. I don't know, 7 years ago. And so many stalkers came to my house. You know, we moved. Because, I mean, I wasn't even particularly afraid of them. I mean, my wife or I was just going to have to defend ourselves and, you know, air them out if they ever actually came in the house. Actually have to defend ourselves. Didn't want to have to do that. So we moved. But the point was, most of the friends I knew, you know, in the area were engineers with IBM and advanced micro devices and things. And, you know, they had the 2 degrees from the University of Texas or the degree from MIT and then another degree. And they were all there, really smart people, worked their whole life to live in little 4-bedroom houses. I mean, I'd say it was lower middle class because, you know, the idea you think of middle class is having a nice car. No, I mean, middle class is making, you know, $100,000 a year, bare minimum or more. Now they'll say that's the upper echelon. $100,000 isn't worth what it used to be. And I'm going to go back to you, sir. I'm now kind of on a roll telling the story, at least in my own mind. And I ran into those guys, all of them, one time or another on the streets of Austin. Ran into some of them a few weeks ago on the hike and bike trail. And when I lived by all these engineers, because it was mainly engineers in the neighborhood for whatever reason, they were all training their Indian counterparts who would work for a third as much and who were given visas to come in. And then the last time I talked to them, the Indians have been let go because they can just build it in China and they've got computers doing the diagnostics running it. And listen, I get the whole thing of, well, that's just technology, humans aren't needed. But the government isn't trying to find things for us to do or having a big space program or having, you know, other things. They're setting up an Agenda 21 just to get rid of human society. And so let me just make the announcement to all of you. The establishment has said on record that they're going to establish world government. They're going to set taxes to a point that are selectively enforced to consolidate the wealth in less than 20 families and less than 6,000 super minions. That's what Rothkopf at the Kissinger Group calls it in his book, Superclass. 6,000 super gophers, about 19 families. They're going to consolidate everything, and then they're going to set up police state control grids, and those are just to do the orderly bioweapons releasing. And look, I know most of you won't listen now. I understand that, you know, new listeners. You will when this all happens. See, I'm setting time bombs into the future against these people. Okay, that's all that matters to me, is that humanity make it out of this. That which doesn't kill us all will only make the species stronger. I understand the decadence. I understand all the fact that humanity is rotting. But the globalists aren't trying to make us stronger with adversity. They are ultimately selfish and greedy, inbred and very unhappy themselves. And all they do is fantasize and talk about the great time that's coming and the world without us and how they're going to live for hundreds of years. And then they can do that. They can live basically eternally. How they're going to copy their consciousnesses into all these other biological androids. How they are going to blast their consciousness. It's not just Ray Kurzweil. It's all of them. Off into the cosmos. And how they will soon achieve godhood. We'll be like a bug. And that we don't matter. And that they're just going to kill everybody. And so they've accepted this is the evolutionary curve of humanity. They've decided this is what it is. They discovered genetics because they wanted the keys to this. They finance all the science. All of our modern sciences came out of eugenics. This is our world. And I am the obsolete man. You are the obsolete man to them. And they enjoy hurting even the best of us. You know, they're not surface eugenics. They want to make humanity stronger, live longer, be better, get rid of the dumbed down, get rid of the sick, get rid of the ugly, all the rest of this. But you always know it ends up being everybody. The truth is just an excuse to play God, play mad scientist, and really hurt people bad. Because they've tried to dumb people down and tried to lower their horizons and tried to make people these addled, mind-controlled, and those aren't words, that's real, you know, in a trance, drooling fools. And it's just a horrible, horrible vandalism. I mean, it really hurts me bad to see all the lost opportunity and to see how they've hurt us all and made us all so ugly and poisoned. And also, they can be top dogs. It's just. So, yeah, they're going to shut down all the military bases when they're done. And the bases will be robot factories. And then your money will be paid under national security into it. Japan's already putting robot police on street corners to surveil people just to get you conditioned to it. The really hardcore combat robots don't so much look like C-3PO or something out of... I'll just put it to you this way. All the stuff you see in the Terminator stuff, that's art imitating life. That's the kind of stuff from my Marine Corps sources and then some others, where I was given highly classified information about 14 years ago by a Marine Corps officer who I just happened to run into, and that was the only time, and I later looked the person up, and indeed it was who they said they were. And man, they got stuff right out of Judgment Day, folks. They've got like wheeled tanks that are like small, the size of a four-wheel with all these guns, and then they'll have like a big skull head on top of it just to scare people. So it looks like something out of Judgment Day. It's going to be horrible, man. And again, they're going to phase out the pilots. Then they're going to have humans already controlling everything with the computers watching them, learning in a simulator to learn everything. And then humans are already being unplugged from them, and they're autonomous things that are then programmed by master programmers. And I know I've talked a lot about this. It's just that the robots that were described to me, this guy told me about a thing that looks like the size of a large Ford truck with a sloped front with a bunch of guns on the front. With solar panels, but also with batteries in it that can be delivered out of the back of a 18-wheeler. And then, like 5 years after he told me about this, in the Honolulu Advertiser, they showed the thing he described and said that the Marines displayed it, but didn't give details. And he told me a lot of it's just psyops. Like he said, the plan is to start deploying robots that are really just surveillance pods with cameras and stuff, because they don't want them to hurt anybody up front. So they'll mainly just be like a toy, a pre-programmed toy that stays within a little box on the street corner and runs feeds and then makes announcements for humans through it, because they want humans to be sold on it and how it's a great thing. Humans will sit back, and I was told about this, and then happened a few years later, where there's a camera on the street pole, but then there's also a screen that has a person's face on it saying, don't do that, I'm watching you. And so humans will now, this is already in Tokyo, they will give orders through the robot. Like a lot of these globalist bosses have a robot in their office when they're in a different city or different country, and the robot rolls around with a camera and stuff on it. And it oversees everybody, and it's the boss. And then a human uses that to have a physical presence through the suit. And again, they're going to have humans as backup in the combat suits. And you see it all in the movies. They're just getting everybody ready for it. Yeah, will you guys show the new Tyrannus drone? It was something like, just type in danger of robot wars, click news. It's London Guardian, London Telegraph, I think, yesterday, and it shows their new system, Tyrannus. Yeah, let's have something called the Tyrant. That's a really good name for it, because that's what it is. And we pay for it, we build it, and then soon, just like the IBM engineers and others, and Dell engineers and everybody else, they are just rolling all this out. They go train their human replacements, and then the human replacements train computer diagnostic systems where it's just a technician, and then the engineers are just out of the game. But see, that wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't all designed like that, designed to take your job, designed to take your future. And that's what ties into this. I mean, punchupdrudgereport.com for folks up there. While they're busy with reports of Fed's probe for new MLB doping scandal, New York Times A-Rod named in books of anti-aging clinic, CBS on Lance Armstrong, he'd like to think it's over, but it's not. See, let's fry some little people and make you think we're getting the corrupt. You know, Martha Stewart, while Congress, insider trades. But look at the Dow Jones Industrial, 13,960 it's getting close to. 14,000. That's because the dollar's been so devalued it takes more dollars to buy it. It's a total hoax. Let's see, everything is a hoax. Fed shut down coal plants, heat capital with coal. Well, yeah, they're not going to have, you know, they're not going to not have power. Illegal immigration on the rise again. Yeah. And again, it's meant to bankrupt us. Payroll tax saps consumer confidence, hitting poor Americans. See, this is all the giant scam. And it's so painful to watch all this unfold and to know it's an engineered scientific fraud that Eisenhower, you know, he didn't just warn about the military-industrial complex. He talked about the scientific and technocratic elite that control it, because he'd been around them. They came to Eisenhower and said, we're going to set up a world government and kill everybody. We have a long-term 50-year plan. Oh, you found Tyrannus. Yeah, yeah, go back up to the top of that. I want to read the name of it. It's named after the Celtic god of thunder. That may be a different one. Warns of robot wars. Or how do you say that? Tyrannus. Tyrannus, which I guess, must, you know, Celtic god of thunder. It's just all a sick joke. I must have misread it. It wasn't Tyrannus. Oh, man, help me. Okay, I'm going to shut up, caller. John in Arkansas, finish up your point. You just got a whole dissertation on that. So you've got the new robot system there in your area. How are people liking that?
Well, they just announced that they're going to do it. We still got the A-10s here right now, but they said the manless planes are coming. Get ready for it.
Well, yeah, you can't have the pilots making decisions. It's got to be robots controlled by globalists. What else is on your mind, brother? He might have dropped off. I put him on hold so he could finish up his point. But anyways, I answered his question. Thank you so much, John. And again, I get up here and just rattle off all this. I wish it wasn't true. I wish I wasn't having to tell you this. The plan is to make everything automated, and it's called a technocracy. The globalists, like Zbigniew Brzezinski, call themselves technocrats. I mean, they're so arrogant. They have introduced legislation where the Congress and the government bureaucrats are exempt and can have any guns they want, but you turn yours in. I mean, come on. We've got to wake up to the full horror. We've got to remove these criminals and have a public debate about the technocracy.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
We need treaties right now to not go to robot systems because it allows tiny elites to countermand common sense by the officers and do war crimes. Imagine if Hitler would have had an army of robots. He basically did, a bunch of people that followed his orders. But this is worse than that. By the way, Al Sharpton's out. The video's up at InfoWars.com saying, you know, you basically don't have a Second Amendment. But I mentioned this all day talking about the economy. they're getting rid of the economy to make you dependent on government. And because of mass production, they can still have robotic-type systems from farming right through to manufacturing produce the baubles for you. But it's all done to not just control a country or a culture, to control humans, because the globalists see us as a disease and a cancer. And you run into all these people, you know, who are well-meaning, Joe Rogan, Jesse Ventura, they go, well, there are too many of us. Okay, are you going to kill your family? You see, the point is that this program is going on. Sure, I see a bunch of lazy slobs out there, a bunch of welfare queens. That was done to make them weak so they could then be destroyed. So they could be used as a horde of people to take my rights away by voting my Second Amendment away. They bring the illegal aliens in from Mexico. Let them vote. The Republicans are saying this is how we'll win. Is bringing. I mean, it's unbelievable. Here's this clip from Davos of the president of Iceland saying, how did we turn our economy around? Nobody else could. Well, we didn't owe this debt. It was all the foreign bankers' debt. They'd had their people sign on. They arrested the head bankers. It turned out it was all a fraud, just like in America. Most of the debt isn't ours. Let's play that clip.
Well, so far, the only bit of hope that's come out of this Davos conference this year is from the Icelandic president, who's standing alongside me, Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson. Mr. President, why are you such a beacon of hope? Why has Iceland survived where Europe has failed? What are you doing differently?
I think it surprises a lot of people that 4 years ago we were exhibit number one of a failed financial system. But now we are back on recovery with economic growth and very little unemployment. And I think the primary reason is that we were wise enough to realize this was also a fundamental social and political crisis. But above all, we didn't follow the traditional prevailing orthodoxies of the Western world in the last 30 years. We introduced currency controls, we let the banks fail, we provided support for the poor, we didn't introduce austerity measures of the scale you're seeing here in Europe. And the end result, 4 years later, is that Iceland is enjoying progress and recovery very different from the other European countries that suffered from the financial crisis.
That's enough. So and the key to the whole thing is 93% of the debt that they were told was theirs was actually foreign banks. So they just arrested the people. So that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to arrest them. The globalists have signed us onto their debt. But see, the globalists want our guns to make sure we're really their property to prop up their debt so they can hold us hostage, saying too big to fail. We fail if we tie ourselves to this bowling ball and jump into the ocean. Now, here's Al Sharpton on your Constitution and your guns.
I mean, if you look at the Second Amendment, it was that you would have militia to protect yourself in case the government came and attacked citizens. First of all, if the government were to come to disarm you, you would not be able to use an automatic weapon to defend yourself. Let's be serious. We're in a world of drones now. So the Second Amendment would not help you that area. We're talking about people do not have the right to unregulated rights.
All right, let's stop right there. Yeah, there you go. You do not have the right to unregulated rights. Folks, see, it's all about the drone. By the way, the globalists couldn't hold Baghdad. They couldn't hold Afghanistan. That's another. But the left, because they're authoritarians, always says, we got the drones now. Listen, we're going to, you know, you can't stand up against us. So forget the Second Amendment being for the government. We got more force than you now. No, you don't. And you don't have the moral right. I mean, Al Sharpton is literally another gutter rat. Just like Chucky Schumer and all these other gangster scum. Be a little bit overdrive and take your calls, but just amazing. We've got to turn off the technocracy and pull the plug on this thing now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.